This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida traveled Tuesday to Kyiv to meet with Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky in a show of support that came as Russian President Vladimir Putin hosted Chinese leader Xi Jinping. Due to limitations of Japan's pacifist constitution, Kishida's trip was arranged secretly. Kishida is Japan's first post-war leader to enter a war zone. Takeshoku University president and expert on defense and security, Hygo Sato, told the Associated Press the visiting Chinese and Japanese leaders, though visiting different sides in the Ukraine conflict, might be working towards the same result.
Contrary to conventional wisdom, Japan and China share the same idea or same value that the use of nuclear weapons is not permissible. And I think the Chinese president clearly stated that the Russia-Ukraine war must end in peace. And Japan's prime minister also emphasized that the war in Ukraine must end in the manner which is preferable to follow the international norms, which is one that abided by the international law. So in that sense, the Chinese leaders and Japanese leaders are presenting the same message.
The Russian government released a statement and video Tuesday showing the end of talks between Russian Prime Minister Mikhail Mishustin and Chinese President Xi Jinping. Following that meeting, Xi reportedly later joined Russian President Vladimir Putin for another round of talks. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters Tuesday the two leaders had a very, very thorough exchange of opinions during the initial 4.5-hour meeting, but refrained from offering any details. Peskov said the two leaders will give more details later in the day when they make statements.